broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, like they say, you know, you get what you pay for.
By itself, this simple recognition.
You actually fired a guy for wearing it.
I mean, the guy is, he is who he is, and he does a great job.
He indicates that she had been rear-ended.
I find him terrifying.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere. We even go places other talk shows wouldn't dare go. To bring you this very fine entertainment we bring you each and every night, President Obama, as you know, delivered his State of the Union speech tonight. How do you think it went? We're going to be talking tonight with Don Mixa from the University of Washington, as well as Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado, about how the government spending stimulus, the Obama plan, the Obama health care plan, the Republican plan, how all of that is going to affect the average American. And we'll tell you also tonight, the 10 nastiest, dirtiest hotels in the country, the 10 filthiest places. You like this stuff, bud. That will be on our list of, you know, 10, you know, of the, we always do lists of things, and it always has something to do with hygiene. I don't know what that is. Anyway, plus a Utah State trooper's in hot water for hitting a 53-year-old woman in the head after a traffic stop. Don Mix and Ron Tarner coming up, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, our affiliate spotlight tonight, WWRL 1600 AM, our great affiliate in New York City, and KPVR 94.1 FM in Bowling Green, Missouri, all on our Phil Hendry Show network. And our website is philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now. Don't forget, baby, soon to come, that beautiful Phil Hendry tequila shot glass, man, is going to be in our merchandise store. And we are working on a whole new video look for our program. You know, we've had our video cast for over a year. Brother, wait till you see what we got in store for you when it comes to the 21st century. This is what it's all about, taking a radio show and expanding it into, this thing, man, you're going to be able to hear outer space on this thing. Don't worry about it. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So President Obama was on television tonight with a State of the Union address. We're going to talk to a couple of guys tonight, both of them men who rely heavily on public dollars for the jobs that they do. Don Mix is going to join us, and I know that you're en route, Don, tonight to Portland, Oregon by car. We thank you for joining us. Don is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, Phil. I appreciate you having me on your program.
And how's the drive?
It's very relaxed. Not the one driving, fortunately. It's my partner, Bill Stams, from our engineering department is driving with us. We're on our way down there to a teacher conference.
Did you watch the president's speech?
I did watch part of the speech, and we had to leave, but I saw essentially, I think, the better part of his speech. I thought the first half of the president's speech, well, I thought was very powerful, and I think the president made the point very, very clear that we've got to get the country up and working again. This is the number one priority, to get this country working again.
And did you took that away from the speech. It's funny, I heard him, yes, I did hear him mentioning jobs. He also talked a lot about spending and how we have to cut spending, but he did say that there has been stimulus money for these projects, public or otherwise, that he feels are doing very well.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and that's the primary interest that I have is in much of the stimulus spending for some of this infrastructure, and we're talking about buildings, infrastructure, having to do with bridges, having to do with freeways and rail traffic, which I think the president mentioned, Phil. In your state, in California, you're going to have a high-speed rail going from Summit area, Los Angeles, to Las Vegas, up north of San Francisco, and right now they've started another spur to that.
Is that the only part of what other high-speed rail is going in around the country?
Well, there are projects, I think, originating all over the country in terms of revolutionizing rail traffic and commuter rail traffic and passenger rail traffic, and it's going at full speed, full steam ahead.
Now, one of the criticisms about the high-speed rail in California is that the project they're working on, and this is what a lot of people are criticizing about President Obama's entire stimulus package and what it does in terms of public works, this link, this rail line, starts in a town and goes to another town, and neither town is a very big center of commerce. It's going to, I think, a town in Northern California that, frankly, has been hit by this recession, high unemployment, no jobs. Why are these rail lines and these rail spurs starting in these out-of-the-way places?
Well, I think you have to understand, Phil, the primary goal is to get people working. Where these rail lines are going, obviously they're going to go from point A to point B. They're going to have a purpose, but for now, what we want to do is focus the attention of our workers on just going to the spot where the job is and looking at the job and telling people this is what you're working on. This is a rail line. This is a series of tracks and other mechanics that obviously are needed for a train, and you orient people that way. And this is being done all around the country where you say to people, let's just get them working, and we'll worry about explaining to them.
Well, what? In other words, yeah, we want to get people working. What about the taxpayers, the people that are footing the bill, not just the workers, but anybody who looks at a project and says, this is a high-speed rail line, it's just a stretch of line that doesn't go anywhere, it's out in the middle of nowhere. What do you say to them?
Well, I say to them, with the greatest of respect, this is something that the engineering people understand. This is something that those of us that are laying down the initial track locale and the maps, we understand this. It's probably something that's over their heads. Here is a piece of track. A train goes on this track. At some point, people are going to get on the train, and you start there. We've got a lot of people, Phil, that have been out of work for so long that they may be disoriented, and so we need to tell them.
So I just want to know. We have this, for instance, bridge in Alaska, the bridge to nowhere. This was Sarah Palin's, as the governor of Alaska, it was a project of hers. People have criticized her for this so-called bridge to nowhere. How do you defend a railroad track to nowhere?
Well, the Palin bridge to nowhere was in Alaska, which is very, very far north. There's hardly any real populated areas. It was pretty ridiculous idea to have a bridge that goes into that goes even further north, and the further away you go, the further away from humanity you get, and the further away from humanity you get, the further reason you have for building anything. And so the Sarah Palin bridge was it was indeed a bridge to nowhere. These tracks are not going anywhere right now, but what the purpose of them is not to build a train track, it's to get people to work. And to get them up to the stretch of rail and say, here is what you're working on. It is a train track. Trains go on it. And get them oriented. And then what we can do, build now, and you get the details done later than you do it around the country. We've got country, all around the country, we've got rail that's going in. And you say to people, get out there. Here's your shovel, here's your pick, here's your hammer, whatever you need. Well, what is it? Well, that's not important. President Obama said he's going to put you to work. He's putting you to work. Just go to work.
And well, explaining to people what it is they're doing is important, right?
Of course it's important, but at that level, Phil, I'm not going to take time to explain to every single guy that's digging a ditch for me what a high-speed rail train is. We have very few people that ride the train. A lot of people are not familiar with trains, how they work, where they go, who rides on them, who doesn't ride on them. And at some point I have to explain that to them, I guess, but I'm not going to take time right now to do it.
All right, our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Don Mixa from the University of Washington on the high-speed rail, one of many projects that the government is investing in using the stimulus money, and others, of course, Don, are public buildings and so forth, and a lot of it having to do with infrastructure and bridges. Well, tell me a little bit more about this project. You say you're building a high-speed rail. What are the details as to the ultimate destination of these tracks?
Well, again, you don't need the details. You just need to know that people are going to get working. When you ask me for details,
I'm just curious, because again, there's people that'll be working on them, but there's taxpayers who would like to know just exactly if I want to avail myself of this.
Well, if you wanted to avail yourself of the high-speed rail, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Phil, when we complete it, then you're going to the public will be informed of where it's going and from what city to what city. But these questions, I think, beg the bigger question, which is, are you working? Yes, I am. All right. Take a look at what you're working on. What does it look like to you? And the worker might say, well, it looks like rail. You're right. And what kind of rail do you think it is? And they may not know. And so you have to kind of go slowly with them. You start out at point A, and you go on a high-speed rail, and you end up at point B, and then point C, And that's what we tell our workers. Now, we figure out where the points are after we get it funded.
And do you know, with the money that we're getting now to pay these workers to get the rail lines going, where are they going?
We've got a couple of ideas. We've had some very good ideas. Bill Kentley, who I think you know, Phil, had a great idea to have a high-speed rail system all the way to Las Vegas. Now, some people don't like that because they think it's a little inappropriate during a recession. But I don't think it's inappropriate at all. I think you've got a lot of traffic, a lot of leisure traffic goes between L.A. and Las Vegas. The other was between L.A. and San Francisco. There is a tension between Los Angeles and San Francisco, as you know, that people in San Francisco don't want to have anything to do with L.A. and vice versa. And, some people say, well, why would you even put a rail system between two cities that hate each other's guts?
Well, I wouldn't say that. The L.A. and San Francisco hate each other's guts. I've always said that San Francisco is a place where L.A. loves to visit, but the feeling isn't mutual.
Well, you know, whatever way you want to. I mean, I come from Los Angeles originally. I wouldn't go to San Francisco if you paid me $1 million. But high-speed rail between the two cities, that might help thaw the ice a little bit. But I don't know. What we want to do is just get people out there working on this. And we'll tell them later, because you are dealing with people that are working on a railroad. If you go back to the 19th century, and you remember the Chinese that we brought in, are you going to explain to them, this is a transcontinental railroad? Of course, you're not going to do that, because these are Chinese, and they're living in tents and so forth. So.
But we're not talking about Chinese. We're talking about American citizens.
Oh, no, I understand that, but there's only so much you can tell them.
All right. Don Mixa joining us from the University of Washington here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about President Obama's State of the Union speech and about the spending on infrastructure, the spending on public programs from the stimulus money. The president referred to high-speed rail, and Don is talking to us about the high-speed rail projects. Here in California, we have a rail line that's starting that goes from one place to another place, and it's out in the middle of nowhere. So we really don't even know where this train track is headed. We just know, in the words there of Don, people are being put to work on it. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL. Do we need to know where the railroad even goes before we start building it? 877-876-7445. Next hour, we've got Dr. Ron Tarner here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. With me is Don Mixa. Professor Mixa is talking to us about high-speed rail, these high-speed rail projects that have been promised by the federal government as a means of public works, stimulus money, and employment. Can you give me some idea, first of all, where the California rail line is? And then I want to get to some phone calls. And then others?
Well, the California rail line would be, I think it starts in Boron, and it goes up. It does traverse some of Death Valley, some of the desert, and it goes into a town. I don't know the name of it. And again, I think what you're asking, Phil, is I can understand it'd be of interest, but it really doesn't. It's not that important right now. What's important is we've got to get workers up there and tell them, all right, let's get them oriented. This is a railroad station. This is a train.
Can I ask you a question? Because this was in a local press. What's the Chuck Manson Express?
That was an unfortunate comment made by someone who no longer works with us.
Why did they call it that?
Because the train went by Barker Ranch, which was where the Manson family had stayed. Someone had made a very, very unfortunate, very off-color joke, which is obviously completely inappropriate. And we apologize for that.
All right, our number is, and I think I lost a little bit of the phone line here. Let me get him back, Bud. Are you there, Professor?
I am.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have James in Mobile listening on WAVH. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I think this guy's ridiculous. They're building a rail in the middle of nowhere, wasted taxpayer money, and once they get it built, it's not going to be feasible to make the income to keep it going. Thus, the government or the taxpayers might keep subsidizing it until they do hook it up to a place where there's commerce to keep it busy. He thinks we're he's arrogant. He thinks we're an idiot.
No, I do not think you're an idiot, sir. We have to build the train. We have to build the rail first in order to get people working. The primary goal is to get a man
put people working where there's commerce to keep the rail in business.
There is commerce. There's commerce where the rail line is.
Why is it, let me ask you this, why not build it in a large, in a populated area?
We don't want to build it in a populated area because it's slow. First of all, construction in those areas takes a great deal of time. Building rail is very, it interferes with a lot of business, and we're not sure that's where we want it to go. You understand? We want to put the rail somewhere where if we change our mind on where we want it to go, it won't matter.
In the bigger cities, there's a lot of unemployment, too. Once the rail is built and gets started and can make money to keep it going, then you extend it to places where there's no business to the build.
Well, James, if it was
not the other way around.
Respect it. If it was that easy, then we would put you in charge of it. And I'm not saying you're not a smart man, but I'm saying obviously you realize there's other issues involved. We've got to get people out there who've never worked on a railroad before. These are unemployed men. All right? They don't
know how to lay rail. But I'm a
No, I'm saying we've got to get people out there. We have to get people out there who know how to
figure it out what to do.
Do you understand that I've got to teach people how to put a railroad in? They don't even know how to do it.
Well, what are you talking about? The engineers do.
Yeah, the engineers do, but 150 years ago, we brought Chinese over here. Well, we don't do that anymore. Now we have Americans. But there's not a lot of difference between our Americans today, and I say this with great respect, and these Chinese that they shipped in, because their knowledge is about the same, and so you have to show them this is a rail spike. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there's an educational curve. You know, otherwise, if James wants us to, we could go to China and start shipping more of them in. But we won't. That's, you know, it's ridiculous. Would you agree, James?
The scam, the senators and all in their area.
Sir, you really got to quit thinking small. Quit thinking small.
They get elected again. That's all this is.
That's how you feel about it, James, that this is some kind of a thing to just pump money into a local congressional district?
Oh, he's talking about pork.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can guarantee it's no. Where are they going to keep the rail going once they build it?
Exactly. All right. Let me take another call. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ray in Salt Lake City. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa.
Okay, so what he's saying, if I'm understanding correctly, is it's all about putting people to work. Where it goes and where it stops is irrelevant, correct?
Not necessarily, but right at this particular point, yes, that's where it goes.
So what's the difference?
Yes, sir.
So what's the difference in going right outside of L.A., hiring 4,000 people, telling them to dig a hole 12 feet deep when it's dug, tell them to fill it back in, pay them for it, and you're doing the same thing? You're creating jobs where there are no jobs and there's no reason for a job.
No, because there is a reason for this job. It's a railroad
track. What is the reason to go from point A to point B where neither one of them are highly populated areas and neither one of them are places people want to go to?
Because we want to get the project going and then decide where we eventually want it to go.
Well, if you don't know where you want it to go, what's it doing? Why are you laying track out in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley?
Not to mention the fact that high-speed rail in no country has ever been profitable. It's always been a losing
proposition. Well, you don't know what you're... That's what you get for listening to Alex Jones. But what I'm telling you is...
Okay, let's not do the cheap shots.
Well, I'm just telling the gentleman that, yes, it is profitable. And number two,
okay,
we can lay a piece of... I can look at...
China
I can lay a piece of rail through your backyard.
Anywhere in Europe.
I can, no, that's not true. I can lay a piece of rail through your backyard and then decide, I'm not going to do it, but I can then say it can go anywhere. I can take it anywhere I want it to go. If I put it down in L.A. or in Salt Lake City, that means it's got to go to L.A. or Salt Lake City. Maybe I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more calls. Thank you very much, Ray. We're talking to Don Mixa about high-speed rail and other stimulus projects. 877-876-7445. World-famous Phil Hendry. Show.
Phil Hendry.
Boy, send me more calls like that.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Tonight we had President Obama speaking to the nation on the State of the Union, actually speaking to the Congress. That's technically and congressionally what's called for, but now we televise it, of course, and he speaks to the entire nation. And we saw the State of the Union tonight. With me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington as we talk about high-speed rail, which is one aspect of the stimulus, one aspect of the public works that people talk about that would be provided by the stimulus money. Don, before we go back to our calls, and our number is 877-876-7445, you know, you're talking about pieces of rail line that are going nowhere, and they start nowhere, and they go nowhere, and you say that's not important. What's important now is to get people to work. You know, that's the part that I think is confusing some people.
All right, well, you recall, Phil, when I said that we could get the same labor pool that we had in the 19th century, which is primarily young to middle-aged Chinese nationals who are lower income. And these are people that will come over and work for a very low price. And we could do the same thing. But we want to put Americans to work, and we don't think that the Chinese bring as much as we think the Chinese people are good people, they don't bring a desirable element to this country. And we certainly recognize that from our experience originally with opium addiction and these brothels and the different things that they brought over. What we would rather do is put Americans to work and on a rail line. And I walk by or I drive by every day, and I'm very proud of that. Now, we have on the books right now, on the drawing board, high-speed rail between Mobile and Pritchard, Alabama. High-speed rail between Macon and Moore Lake, Georgia. A high-speed rail line that would go between Portland, Oregon and Beaverton, Oregon. Another high-speed rail that would go between Seattle and Bellevue, Washington.
All right, now I'm not familiar with these areas. Are these disparate areas?
Well, these are areas that people travel. When you say disparate, you're asking me, are we going to put in high-speed rail in places that make sense? Yes, these are places that make sense.
Okay.
Pritchard to Sarland, or Saraland, serves the community well, and it'll put their citizens to work. Morgantown, West Virginia to Craigsville, West Virginia. All of these are areas that are well-traveled areas.
All right. Well, Mobile to Pritchard, though, is a 10-minute drive.
That's correct, yes.
So why would I need a high-speed rail there?
You were asking me, where are we putting rail in? That makes sense. And that's between a city where there's people and another city where there's people.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go to Stephen in Concord, New Hampshire. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
This is going to be a joke, right? Because there's no way on God's earth high-speed rail ever makes money anywhere in the world. Our biggest system goes between Washington and Boston, and it's been a money loser.
Well, you guys, it makes money in Japan. It makes a lot of money in Japan. There's a lot of Japanese getting rich on it.
There's no money.
A lot of money.
There's no money in rail.
Yeah, there is. In Japan, I just told you.
And they make
a lot of money on high-speed rail in France, too. So you guys can say it as much as you want, but it's not true. They do make money in high-speed rail.
What is the speed associated with high-speed rail that you're talking about?
Wait a minute. I thought you just told me it doesn't make any money.
What
do you want to keep talking about it?
There are three federal levels. The first speed level is 79 miles per hour.
Why would you know so much about something that doesn't make money? See?
They don't make money.
Well, what is the speed?
Yes, they do.
Amtrak make money?
That's not high-speed rail.
Amtrak offers high-speed rail. Do they make money?
No, they do not. No, they do not.
Sir, Amtrak does not offer high-speed rail. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
So you've got... No, they do not. They have no trains that run up to 200 miles an hour.
high-speed rail.
No, they don't. Are you sure you know what high-speed rail is?
All
right, let me go to another phone call. Here is Phil in Indianapolis. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Phil, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey, okay,
well, I'm not going to make your point for you, but I don't want to listen to these. Some guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Phil, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hopefully I clear some of this up before I run out of battery or run out of cell. High-speed rail is, he's correct, it is over 200 miles an hour. Guys, let me get back on point here. The purpose of the California project is to open lanes of commerce.
Up there and down.
Somebody's talking over me, I think.
No, this is Don Mix. I'm just helping you along.
Yeah, please refrain from helping me along.
Well, I want to make sure you get it out straight.
Yeah, I can do just fine without your assistance, and
I'll
turn the phone back over to you in a moment. Anyway, the purpose of the high-speed rail project in California is commerce. Secondarily, yes, it will put people to work, but primarily it's commerce. Much like a superhighway system, they're going to build it in segments and eventually link up the segments so that you can go from Southern California to North Central California.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question here? It puts people to work also by building it, correct, gentlemen?
That's the part that Phil missed, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Is that right, Phil?
People will go back to work, but again, it's to promote commerce. And the other points that I wanted to make are the...
You didn't make the first one very good, see?
Well, will you let the guy finish what he's saying?
All right.
Okay, back to work here.
The whole reason is that I had to talk to him.
If we could cut him off long enough for me to get this out, I think we could clear the entire thing up.
I just cut him off. Go ahead.
Thank you much. Again, the whole purpose of it is to promote commerce in California.
Yeah.
Secondarily, it will put people to work.
What was that?
Construction
I had to break off a hold.
Would you put him back on hold, please? Go ahead.
Thank you. It will put people back to work, both in the construction of it, as well as in businesses that will come along after it's built.
Okay.
And back to the construction of it, the other fellow was also talking about...
this is a little dull.
Let me just say it this way.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and move to another call. Here is Dave in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Thank God you got...
Yes, sir, Dave. Hi. What? I can't understand you. Say it again. Dave?
I wonder why they're giving so little credit to the American job pool. I'm unemployed, but I'm college educated. I do know the difference between a spike and a rail.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm hoping that you're hiring supervisors to begin with, and that's why you're building it out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, we want to build it out in the middle of nowhere because that gives us room to, gives us elbow room. Okay, where do
I understand.
You want to go? All right.
Yeah, so, I understand
have
that.
You
no
done
problem.
This, have you ever been the supervisor on any kind of a gang, any kind of a rail gang before?
No, but that doesn't mean I couldn't become one real quick.
Of course. What is your degree in, sir?
I don't have a degree. I just have a college education. I'm not finished. I'm still going, but I'm unemployed. So I'm saying I might
graduated yet.
No, I might come to California and get a job, though.
California? Where's California?
Yeah.
There's no such place.
What?
Can you find
it? No, I'm just saying you're not giving an American job pool enough credit.
Well, no, I'm saying that we do have good workers, but we want to start with the job pool that we originally had was the Chinese.
Why do you want to start
with
Chinese?
That's not going to happen. You can't do that. That won't happen.
Why not? Why not?
It sounds like you're looking for crackheads to me.
No, sir. Why? Because I said Chinese? I'm looking for crackheads?
No, because you said most of them are going to be uneducated, and you have to teach them the difference between a spike and a rail.
That's right.
Most Americans know the difference.
I'm saying to you that the Chinese already know how to build railroads because they were doing it before us.
The Americans built railroads before, too.
Not before the Chinese.
What are we talking about? Are you going to a work base or whatever you want to call it, an employment pool of people whose ancestors over 100 years ago built railroads?
Right.
I thought that was the best way to go. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about university educated people to do a job.
But you said you're not even out of school yet.
No, I don't, but that doesn't mean I couldn't swing a hammer and hammer a spike.
You know, that's exactly right, but that doesn't mean you need to have a college education to do that.
Right, and I'm saying...
Will you not say Chinaman?
I'm sorry, I could find a...
No, I'm not saying it that way either. I'm just saying you're not giving the American labor force enough credit.
Well, here's what I want to ask you. If you, if I were to take you out there to, out there to Inyo County, we're going to rail, you put down some
rail,
and I put you in front of it, I said, you know what this is, right?
Sure.
You know what a rail, you know what a railroad track looks like, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you, all right, that's a railroad track, and that's what goes on it, and I point to you a boxcar. So those two things go together in your mind. Okay, great. That's all I'm looking for.
Well, I don't even know the spike and what holds the rail on. The little lip thing.
Okay.
That you drive the spike through.
Are you telling me you're having a hard time finding guys like that?
You got to, when you're doing,
that's
when you're
what
going
I'm
to
saying.
The workforce.
There should be plenty of people as smart as me
No, they're not. You've got to tell a guy. Do you know how many people have traveled by rail in this country? How about hardly any? So
yeah,
when you say
that.
This is a railroad track, that's a railroad locomotive.
Right.
And you have to make sure they know how the two go together. That goes on that, and then it stops.
And they have to know how far apart the rails go and what do you do and how far apart the spikes go.
Let me ask you a question. How do you get off of a rail? How do you get off of a train?
You wait for it to stop. You don't jump.
Exactly. Well, you can laugh if you want, but look at he's laughing. Yeah, you sound to me like are you a hobo?
No.
With due respect. You're not a hobo because you sound a little bit like...
All right, we don't have to ask the gentleman that.
No, I would want him to work for me if he's a hobo.
No, I'm just
hobos
saying,
right,
I don't believe
very
you're
good.
Giving the American people enough credit.
Well,
that's
course,
the
I
only
don't.
Thing I'm trying to say.
I think you
say.
Need to quit smoking. If you come to work for me, you've got to put down...
You're right about that.
I don't know what you're doing, smoking cigars and inhaling them, but...
All right, thanks very much, Dave, for your call. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show talking to Don Mixa here on the infrastructure of this country and the stimulus money going to it, high-speed rail. And this idea that I thought you were kidding at first when you said you're going to bring Chinese people over here. That, you know, when that happened over 100 years ago, China was a monarchy. It wasn't the communist state that it is today.
No, I understand, but you still have people who want to make some money. China is one thing. I'll tell you what China still is. If it was one thing in the 19th century that it still is today, nobody can make any money. Not any real money. Not any real money. I mean, you can go over there. They're going to pay you $10 a day, and the average Chinese guy is going to go, oh, yeah, you know, however they talk. And...
Uh-huh.
What?
Let's take a break. Oh, yeah, $10 a day. We'll be back here. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about the President's State of the Union. I don't know. State of the Union address with Don Mixa from the University of Washington and the high-speed rail. Do we really even need to know where it's going as long as it's putting people to work? 877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up next hour, Ron Tarner will be talking with us about another aspect of tonight's State of the Union. That was Michelle Bachmann's speech, sort of the response to the response to the State of the Union. And Don Mixa from the University of Washington with us for our last segment. Don, these high-speed rail projects, okay, all around the country, you gave me a list, and all of these high-speed rail projects go in cities where they don't, it doesn't seem like they need them.
Well, I don't know why you say that.
Well, if you've got a high-speed rail that goes from, now let me find this one that you'd send me. It was a high-speed rail that goes from, I believe, some part of Pritchard, Alabama to Saraland, Alabama, that takes it's a 10-minute drive.
Yeah, but that serves the community and it puts citizens to work, okay?
But it's a 10-minute drive. Why do you need a high-speed rail?
I have to tell you, and you're just going to get the same answer from me. You're going to get the same answer from President Obama. It is a part of the city, a part of that area where it'll put people to work. and it is a high-speed rail. And
all right, if it takes me 10 minutes to drive it, how long would it take me on a train?
If it takes you 10 minutes to drive it, it'll probably take probably about 3 minutes. I mean, that's how fast it is. If you take 10 minutes to drive it, that means you're going 60 miles an hour. You're going a mile a minute. You're going a mile a minute. All right, so let's call it 10 miles. If it takes you 3 minutes to go 10 miles, then you are going, let's put 3 into 3. You're going 3 miles a second. And
3 miles a second?
Yeah, 3 miles a minute, something like that. That's fast. I mean, that is fast as hell. And I don't think there's anybody out there in your listening audience, Phil, that would not welcome and enjoy an experience like that. I mean, you are approaching speeds that no human being has ever, no regular human being, no citizen. I mean, I'm not talking about an astronaut or some crazy guy that does drag racing or something. You just be a regular person. And you get to sit in a train that approaches a speed that could, if you did not have a compressurized cabin, could strangle you. And I say that with, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but that's what is going on. Look at Seattle, Washington to Bellevue, 10 minutes. That's a drive, but it could go in 2.5 minutes. Portland to Beaverton is a 5-minute drive. It will go from Portland to Beaverton in exactly 45 seconds. That's a 5-minute drive.
And 5-minute drive meaning 5 miles?
5 miles. So it'll go there in 45 seconds at 5 miles. So you're going 5 goes into 45, 10 seconds in one mile of 10 seconds. If you were not in a fully pressurized cabin on that train, you would strangle. And I think people are going to appreciate that. I'll give you an example. If you stuck your head out of the window of a high-speed rail, it could pull the skin from your face. That's how fast it goes. But the windows are not going to open, so But you get my meaning, right?
And no, I understand. It's going really, really fast.
It's going really, really fast. And I think this is what a lot of people are afraid of. There's never been a time in American history when we haven't been afraid of technology. There's never been a time in American history where we haven't been afraid of some new technology. We were frightened to death of the telephone. We're frightened to death of computers. We're scared out of our minds by these big widescreen TVs. We are petrified with fear, almost to the point of losing control of our bladder every time we see one of those self-scan machines in the supermarket. And now, of course,
how much would this project cost? Where does the money come from?
Well, the money comes from the stimulus.
All right, how much would it cost?
Well, to put in the high-speed rail in California, it's going to be about a $40 billion project.
$40 billion.
That is correct. But let's, because I just heard the way you said that. You think that's a lot?
Yeah, I think it's a lot. $40 billion, my God, for the whole project?
It's $40 billion, Phil. You have to understand, it's $40 billion for just that one stretch of rail. And then it's another $40 billion. So I hope I'm answering your question.
Oh, well, it's too much money. It's just too much money, and I don't think the American people are going to go for it, But I appreciate Don.
Well, what do you mean? Wait, hold on. They got no choice, okay? So that's out of their hands. But I appreciate you having me on your program. I wish that people would do more reading up on it. And I wish that they would lose their fear of high-speed rail and all of this gobbledygook about how it doesn't make money, because it makes a ton of money, especially the Japanese. They've learned how to do it right. That's why I want to bring Chinese in to build it, because I think the Asians get it. The Asians get it. The Chinese, the Japanese know how to make money, and the Chinese know how to build them. And I'd like to bring Asians in to run the whole network. And that way, we get off to a very lucrative start. Because if I've got to start with Americans like this gentleman, and he's a very nice man, but the gentleman that I was talking to here from Indianapolis, who sounded as if he had an advanced case of some sort of a fungus or a valley fever in his lung, I can't do it. I can't have a guy like that taking tickets. I can't. The days and ages of some conductor with a key, with that kind of watch fob going, next stop, Lodi, I can't do it.
I understand.
So I can't have a guy like that with green teeth going, how are you? And how many people and how many bags? That's not going to happen. It's not on my watch now.
All right. Well, good luck in finding the right kind of people to staff your train.
What do you? This is a joke, Phil, because I know you have a talk show, but let me just say it. How about you, Phil?
Yeah.
That funny.
right, man. Thank you very much, Don.
Yeah, man.
I know he got mad. I didn't mean to make him mad, but I'm not interested in... no, I don't want to take tickets at your high-speed rail train station. All right, our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. More to come. We have Ron Tarner next hour, and Dr. Ron Tarner will be talking with us about Michelle Bachmann's use of the Iwo Jima, the very iconic Iwo Jima imagery, in her State of the Union. You know, her little... I guess they called it a Tea Party response. Dr. Tarner has taken grave exception to that, as have other Americans, and we'll talk with him when we come up next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Ron Tarner there in Cloverdale, Colorado, plus the dirtiest hotels in the United States. We've got the top 10. Bud and Robert in our news hour will be along to talk with us about that. And some of these places are so funky, so foul, and you've probably stayed in them. All of that and more ahead here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Again, our number 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Not on my watch.